hearing this song over you, and I just kept hearing, it was like seeing you actually singing it, and you just kept singing this line, Jesus is mine, Jesus is mine. And I just feel like the Lord said that there's just going to be such a revelation that comes over you, that the reality that Jesus is yours is going to be so real and so true to you that it's going to just change everything about you, the way you've been thinking, the way just that things that you've processed and stuff. And it's like God's just going to put this joy. You're just going to be like this assurance, almost like running around like a child, just saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Just such revelation for you.
Yeah, also, my brother, I just heard the Lord say that, or what I sense is that there's just been a lot of instability, a lot of things going on outside of your life. It's created a lot of upheaval, and it's created a lot of upheaval on the inside, like you've been tossed to and fro by every wave. And the Lord said this weekend, he's going to bring, he said, the scripture says he's the stability of our times. And that Jesus is going to bring stability to your internal experience, where the things around you may not change. That's up to him. But he's going to bring stability to your internal person. See, and when God does that, he can use us to be agents of change. You with me? You know, because what we're conscious of is what we manifest. So we can walk into an environment and fill the room and life be a marvel. But God says he is going to cause there to be stability in your heart and your on the inside. He'll set you free.
I'm going to piggyback on that. Scripture tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I think one of the things the Lord's doing with you in this weekend is just a renewing in your heart of giving you the image he has of you, not the image that has been pressed into you through whatever trauma, through whatever experience you've had in your life, but the image that you were created in. That's going to become so real to you that every pore of your body is going to just exude. You know, when you inflate a balloon and you breathe into it, if you were to swab that balloon, it would have your DNA in there. And so when Jesus breathed into you life, the Holy Spirit came into you, the very DNA of the Father is in you. And if you'll surrender to that, it will transform your DNA and bring you into the fullness of what he's called you to.
I know I've always loved you so much, and you have lots of questions, but he's asking you questions. This is a weekend about him asking you questions. You know, and he knows the truth to all the questions, and you're going to embrace some things this weekend in childlike faith that you have no understanding. But it's not about understanding, it's about knowing. There's a big difference. So Noah is coming into some knowing. He's asking you questions, and Jesus is going to, don't make it complicated. Also, for this one, this lady here. Thank you, Lord. Kia tata basundari andara. So the Lord, it's what I sense is there's been some real hopes that have crashed and burned. And the hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. But Romans says that he's the God of hope. And so if you'll let him, he wants to really renew your mind and restore to you hope. Because if the enemy can steal your hope, then he's got your heart. And God's going to restore hope. And it's going to be different than before. But it'll be a hope that's immovable. It'll be like proper, you know, Hebrews says, it's like hope becomes an anchor to your soul. And it's hard to move an anchor. Okay?
I want to tag on to that because the picture I've got for you was those little old toy telescopes, you know, they were, you'd pull it out like that, and you were looking through it, and you thought, man, that's a long way off. The Lord said, I've already been there. And you're in me, and you've been there. I've been there. It's not nearly as far away as you think, because you're in my hands.
And for the lady next to her in the blue vest, I just heard the Lord saying over you, rocking and rolling, rocking and rolling. And I feel like the Lord said that you are in a season of rocking and rolling ahead in the Spirit, and that it's going to be like everywhere you go, what comes out of your mouth is just going to be the joy of the Lord, and you're going to minister that into situations and into people's hearts, and you're just going to see some things get transformed just by your presence being there. And then for Deborah and Dan's granddaughter, I just heard the Lord say, no more living under the shadows, that God's pulling you out from under the shadows, and you will no longer have any kind of anybody else's relationship with the Lord have any, it's not going to dictate how you think about God, and it's not going to dictate how you live your life for God. God is fixing to just blow you up on such passion for him, and there's going to be such a one-on-one, just your whole essence, everything about you is just going to come out from under a shadow, and it's going to be you and the Father. I hope that made sense.
And I have a word for you as well. So I have this paper in my bag that I carry around, and it says perspective changes everything. And I just had a picture of the Lord kind of taking lenses off your eyes and putting his on. And I just heard him say that you're going to start seeing everything like down to a T from his perspective.
Amen. So yes, three words. So your picture will go up in our fellowship hall as part of the hall, part of the Lazarus Hall of Fame, because you got three words in one session. And the Lord, just for you, the Lord says he doesn't think about you as a disappointment, and that this is even bigger than Texas. What you've already learned and experiencing, it's mighty, it's blowing your mind. But that's what God does. He has to blow that thing up so we can start walking in the mind of Christ, but it's going to get even bigger next couple of days. And so the Lord said, he never thinks of you as a disappointment, ever. You know, and so he said, this is his appointment with you so that he can set your feet on a path that you've longed for a long time, for many years. And you begin to wonder, is it not, maybe it's not possible for me. Well, you hear me? So this is, the Lord said, yeah, it's for you. You are the one he died for. You're the most important person he's ever known.
For you? Sorry, Bob.
No.
I waited
problem.
Patiently. And I just saw God giving you, like equipping you with things. And what I saw was like Indiana Jones's whip and his hat. And it just kept getting more and more. And I just see God taking you in to the rest of your life equipped for adventure. And that maybe the things in your life aren't going to change, but you are. And seeing it from that perspective, I just see so much fun and adventure on there, and that you're equipped to handle anything. And like the vision of that big boulder coming in Indiana Jones, like that's nothing, because you're equipped and you have everything you need to go through all of it, and it's going to be fun. For you, I saw giant, like cartoon boxing gloves on you, and on your hands. You know, and God just said there's such a boldness in you, and that to never be afraid to work that out in your life. And when God says to you to do something, just remember that you've got these big giant boxing gloves to do it. And that you can't miss. So when he says to swing, just keep swinging, because you can't miss. And that, just let that boldness, because it's going to do things in you, because you're so unassuming. People don't expect that, you know? but you have, you can't miss.
So show them your shoes. Nobody would lie to you wearing a pair of shoes like this. There we go. Okay. You get the best shoes in the house award.
And then for you, the word, I have a verse for you. And it's from 2 Corinthians. It's just for verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, and the God of every comfort, who comforts us in every trouble, so that we may also be able to comfort those who are in any kind of trouble. So I saw this picture of it like just pouring rain. And then it was like a big warm blanket came over you. And the things that you've gone through so far, I'm sure you're not very old, but you've gone through some stuff. And God was like that warm blanket comforting you. And it's like nothing feels better than a warm blanket on a rainy day, you know? And he doesn't comfort us and lead us through those things to leave us there. We got work now because we've been comforted. We know how to give that to other people. And I see you being that warm, comfortable blanket on a rainy day for other people that need it.
Amen.
Amen.